Teaching difficult subjects like slavery is a tough but important assignment for teachers, and making sure it's done thoughtfully and sensitively is a crucial part of that. The Arizona Republic reported earlier this week that Emerson Elementary School in Phoenix and Phoenix Elementary School District No. 1 are being criticized for using an online game called Mission U.S. Flight to Freedom. The game allows users to play that they are an enslaved 14-year-old girl who's trying to escape from her enslavers on a Kentucky plantation. The show's Lauren Gilger has more on this, and she's here now. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, Mark. So now the district blocked the game after hearing concerns about it from parents, so that's the first thing. But the criticism has largely been that turning slavery into a game isn't appropriate because it makes light of the tragedy that was slavery. To talk more about this controversy and the criticisms of the game, I spoke with Neil Lester. He's a professor of English at ASU and specializes in African American literary and cultural studies. And I started by asking him to explain why he thinks a simulation on this subject isn't a good idea.
Some people might see it as not problematic because you're teaching through a vehicle that many young people are familiar with,
right.
Gaming. I think the problem, however, is the subject of this game and the ways in which this potentially leads to a trivializing of a subject that is still quite sensitive and also quite distressing for many who have read accounts and for those who have relatives who have actually suffered through that period in our American history. So I think the very nature of the gaming presents a kind of problematic premise.
Do you think that the idea of teaching through gaming using historical simulations can be a useful tool for education in some circumstances and not in this kind?
I think that if we're trying to do history and we're trying to be accurate, then there's no reason to sort of fictionalize it.
Right.
I think there are lots and lots of primary text and primary documents that can be looked at to create a kind of authentic awareness rather than a kind of fictionalized. Now, that is not to say that, you know, dramatizations don't work. This is about a game, though. Nobody's asking, you know, can we see a dramatization of Roots? We're talking about a game. And we're talking about young people who may or may not be prepared to understand the nuances of American slavery. I think that's the problem, is not knowing what comes before, what comes after. Game in and of itself can't do it. And when I looked at parts of this game, what I was concerned about is this kind of like, oh, let's imagine we're a slave. Any of those simulations make me very nervous, whether it's simulating what it's like to be homeless, what it's like to be anything. You don't have to be it in order to be empathetic enough to do something about it and to be aware. You don't need to imagine yourself in that. You don't need to pick cotton to know that people talked about the ways in which fingers were pricked and bloodied because of the experiences of doing something that was so everyday and mundane.
I want to talk about some of these alternatives you've mentioned. So what do you think are better ways to engage students, especially students of this age, on this topic and other difficult topics like this?
I think going to original sources is one thing. I think engaging students in research so that you can sort of look at these ideas from a critical perspective and not just the easiest fun way. There's no reason that studying slavery should be fun like playing a game. So I think if you can engage students in the process of research, if you can engage students in primary text, go read a section from Life of a Slave Girl by Harriet Jacobs, or go read Frederick Douglass, or go read My Folks Don't Want Me to Talk About Slavery, or look at the images from slavery. Look at travel logs. Look at ways in which diary entries were written. There are all kinds of ways that I would do before considering, let's make a game out of this. American slavery, American race relations, we are still wrestling with the residuals of those today.
Do you think this is indicative of other ways in which teachers or educators kind of talk about issues like slavery and other important issues of race? Do you think that this points to a bigger problem?
Well, I think it seems an easy solution. You know, if we're going to talk about X, Y, and Z for a certain demographic, let's do it in rap and not imagine that people can reach if you set the bar high. Mm-hmm. There is absolutely no reason to believe that young students cannot comprehend the treatment of one group by another in these disparaging ways. There is no reason that we would have to take what I see as an easy way out and let the game do the teaching rather than the teacher doing the teaching. So I think that we have to be a little more creative. And I also think that we need to, we as a society, all across racial and ethnic lines, generational lines, have to embrace these topics that make us uncomfortable. You know, the only way that we can sort of deal with these things that we are most fearful of and most uneasy about is in many ways to confront them.
Neil Lester is a professor of English and the director of Project Humanities at Arizona State University. Dr. Lester, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
And we reached out to the Phoenix Elementary School District No. 1 for comment on this. A district spokesperson told us they're grateful for community members that came forward about this and that they agree the use of this game to teach slavery is inappropriate. They also said they're planning to begin strategic planning soon, including integrating equity, cultural competency, and restorative justice into their professional development.
That's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks.